If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, June 23rd, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Despite all 50 Senate Democrats voting to take up voting rights legislation on Tuesday, Republicans blocked the voting reform bill with a filibuster. The Senate voted completely along party lines, and because of Senate rules that require 60 votes to even take up a measure, Republicans were able to turn back the proposal. The purpose of the For the People Act was to expand voting rights and alter campaign finance laws. Hong Kong's largest pro-democracy newspaper, Apple Daily, will close after a series of police raids and the arrests of its owner, editor, and senior executives. Last week, some 500 officers raided the tabloid's offices while its editor-in-chief and other executives were arrested in their homes, accused of breaching a new national security law that has triggered a sharp crackdown in the former British territory, now considered a special administrative region of China. With the paper's assets frozen, its remaining board members met Wednesday to discuss their options, only for the police to raid them again and arrest a columnist accused of collusion with foreigners. The paper will cease operations at midnight. Four of the Saudi operatives involved in the brutal murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018 reportedly took part in a State Department-approved paramilitary training course in the U.S. just a year earlier. According to a report from the New York Times, a security firm called Tier 1 Group provided the training to members of the Saudi Royal Guard under a contract approved by the State Department. The training is said to have involved lessons on safe marksmanship and countering an attack, as well as surveillance. The training was also carried out in 2014 and 2015. Khashoggi, a Washington Post columnist and outspoken critic of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, was never seen again after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2017 for marriage documents. It was later determined that he had been murdered there and dismembered by Saudi operatives, reportedly at the behest of the Crown Prince. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland announced Tuesday that her department will investigate abuse perpetrated at the boarding schools where Indigenous children were separated from their families in the 19th and 20th centuries. Haaland said, quote, "At no time in history have the records or documentation of this policy been compiled or analyzed to determine the full scope of its reaches and effects. We must uncover the truth about the loss of human life and the lasting consequences of the schools. Only by acknowledging the past can we work toward a future that we're all proud to embrace." Haaland, who is Native American, said her own ancestors had endured the cruelty of the schools. The Federal Indian Boarding School Initiative comes on the heels of the excavation of mass graves at a reform school in Florida that closed in 2011, and the discovery of the remains of more than 200 Native children on the campus of a similar boarding school in Canada. Over 1 million non-binary adults are reported to currently live in the U.S. The term is used to describe people who don't identify only as male or female. A groundbreaking study released by the Williams Institute found that most non-binary adults in the U.S. are young, white, and reside in urban areas. Many also were found to struggle with mental health and psychological distress, and more than half said they had been physically or sexually assaulted. The senior director at the nonprofit Gender Spectrum told the Washington Post that the study will make it harder for people to dismiss others' identities and experiences, since there are numbers to back it up. More than 150 employees of a large Houston hospital system either resigned or were fired Tuesday after they refused to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Houston Methodist required its employees to receive the shot by April 1st to continue working there, and by and large, they did. Nearly 25,000 employees were inoculated against COVID-19 by the deadline. However, some refused, and 178 employees were suspended at the beginning of June. Of those, 25 eventually decided to get vaccinated and return to work. But the rest lost their jobs. One employee attempted to sue the hospital, but a federal judge dismissed the suit in mid-June. Well, Yang Gang looks like it may have disbanded. Former presidential candidate Andrew Yang conceded the New York City mayoral primary election late Tuesday evening. Based on the polling numbers, he said to a crowd of supporters, quote, "I am not going to be the next mayor of NYC. Frontrunners Eric Adams, Catherine Garcia, and Maya Wiley remain in the race. The election was the first New York City mayoral race to employ ranked choice voting, with voters selecting second, third, fourth, and even fifth choice candidates. In a city with seven times the number of voters registered with the Democratic Party than with the Republican Party, the mayoral primary often assumes greater significance than in other cities." After the Daily Beast published a report on Tuesday that Donald Trump tried to get the Department of Justice to shut down Saturday Night Live for doing skits about him, the former president issued a formal statement. In pure Trump word salad fashion, he both denied the report and then confirmed that he believes the show was engaging in illegal activity by making fun of him. He added that, quote, "Alec Baldwin has no talent," and that he believes the, quote, 100% one-sided show should be considered an illegal campaign contribution from the Democratic Party. I guess he's not factoring in Fox News's primetime lineup singing praises for the Republican Party on a news channel. Anyways, Trump ended his rant by hinting that he may run for president again. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.